Fiskarna är också segrare, fast det vet de inte än. Soldaterna kommer hem från interneringslägren, tar på sig civila kläder, börjar arbeta igen. Det feodala preussiska bondesamhället Tyskland existerar inte längre. I dess ställe finns början till en modern samhällsstruktur. Ironiskt nog är det Hitlers verk. Det nya Västtyskland kommer att bli rikt och fritt och demokratiskt och starkt. England förändras också, med vissa undantag.
You will be taken to the civilian clothing depot to get your civilian suit. And after that a bus will take you down to the station and you're free then to push off home as fast as you can.
The procedure is comprehensive, for as you can see, there are a lot of things to be thought of when a man or a woman leaves the army. Civilian life nowadays is fairly full of snags, and the ex-soldier must be fully armed against them when he marches into Civvy Street at last.
Information pamphlet, 14-day ration card.
Thank you.
Good luck, and thanks for all you have done.
Thank you very much, sir.
AC Clot.
Sir, 242.
Coming.
Storbritanniens soldater kommer hem till ett land med en rätt dyster vardag. Ransoneringskort, köer, svarta börsaffärer, åtstramning. Men också hem till ett land med allmän sjukvård och ett välfärdssystem. Hem till ett land med fria medborgare. Hem till en värld där det inte längre är krig.
If we hadn't won the war, it would have meant that the Japanese and the Germans, particularly the Germans, would have won it. And I just think you could imagine what kind of a world that would have been. It's true that the problem of Russia, or the Soviet Union rather, emerged sharply after the war. But I would say on the whole that that was certainly the lesser of the two evils that could have happened. And the more or less principles on which democracies operate, which their societies are based, certainly didn't get much satisfaction out of the results of the war, but I think this was inevitable given the Soviet system. On the other hand, there's still a large portion of the world that still is able to exercise a certain degree of freedom, particularly in their internal affairs. Not that by any manner of means that everything that isn't communist is perfect, far from it. But by and large, I think the world would have been quite intolerable under Nazi and Japanese rule.
The principal effects of the war on people and political systems bore upon the countries in Eastern Europe, Poland most of all, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Romania, and those countries. Now, these peoples were hoping, or some of them were hoping, that the war would liberate them from the threat of Nazi tyranny. And in fact, at the end of it, they found themselves in the communist bloc, which I must say was far less sinister than the Nazi bloc. This was a very solid achievement of the Second World War. A very much less sinister type of tyranny replaced a highly sinister tyranny. But this was not the freedom for which they had hoped and for which, to a large extent, we had fought.
The most important single result of World War II is that the Nazis were crushed, the militarists in Japan were crushed, the fascists in Italy were crushed, and surely justice has never been better served.
Thank you.
har 50 år gått.